WBEZ is supported by the Gynecology Research Lab at Endeavor Health. Period pain affects millions of people. Researchers want to learn from those experiencing period pain. The NIH-funded study wants to know whether a common over-the-counter medication can reduce period pain over time. Compensation is available. Learn more at cureperiodpain.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois has broken the record for the most tornadoes in a year, and it's only June. The National Weather Service says it has tallied at least 149 tornadoes in Illinois this year. In all of 2025, the NWS reported 127 tornadoes. Meteorologist Ricky Castro says while there has been an uptick in severe weather, the record is partly because of advances in tracking technology.
And we're talking even like 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago to today, the advances in radar resolution and just, you know, the ubiquitousness of storm spotters being able to document these. So when we get reports of damage, we have much better temporal and just better resolution of the imagery itself.
Castro says June is peak tornado season in Illinois and says July can often produce large systems as well. Weather teams today are surveying downstate. They're assessing the weekend's storms. Public health officials are revealing why people in Chicago can expect to live longer than ever. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports during the COVID pandemic, the average Chicagoan could expect to live till age 75, and now it's nearly 80 years old, a new record. The city public health department says a few things are helping people live longer. One, there's been a big drop in deaths from opioid overdoses. Fewer people are also dying from chronic conditions like heart disease and cancer. By race, Black Chicagoans have added the most years to their lives. But despite these big gains, the lowest life expectancy is still on Chicago's South and West sides. Democratic Illinois State Senator Linda Holmes today is announcing she's retiring and withdrawing her name from the ballot. This ends a 20-year stint in the Senate. Holmes is from Aurora and was first elected to the Senate in 2006. She says she's most proud of sponsoring the medical aid in dying legislation. It allows patients who have a terminal illness that will result in death within 6 months to request life-ending medication. That bill passed last year. It will take effect in September. Holmes issued a statement saying her retirement stems from advancing multiple sclerosis. She says she intends to finish out the rest of her term. That term ends in January. And more than 180 drawings created by famed artist Willem de Kooning are now on display at the Art Institute of Chicago. A pioneer in abstract expressionism, de Kooning's style is marked by expressive brush strokes and distorted human forms. This is the Art Institute's first solo exhibition of his work in nearly 60 years. Sun-Times Arts contributor Kyle McMillan says visitors will get an expansive look into de Kooning's drafting process.
While a lot of people know his paintings, what's wonderful about this particular show is it gives people an overview of his drawings, which were a very important part of what he did, really to cover his entire 7-decade career, and he was one of the great draftsmen of the 20th century.
The exhibition runs through September 20th. You're listening to The Rundown. Last week, chefs and celebrities from all across the country came to Chicago for the annual James Beard Awards. My colleague Courtney Kippers caught up with some visiting chefs to find out where they ate while they were in town.
First, I ask Las Vegas chef Sarah Thompson of Casa Playa, what is your go-to spot to eat in Chicago?
Ooh, that's hard. We went to Kasama. We've gone for breakfast and for dinner, so I feel like just because I've been there a few times, I'm gonna throw that out there. And both meals, oh my God, top notch.
Awesome. Thanks, Chef. Yeah. Thompson won a Beard for Best Chef in the Southwest region. Laura Knowledge was crowned Best Chef in the Midwest for her restaurant, Balkan Treat Box, outside St. Louis. While in Chicago, she stops in at
Loaf Lounge and Galit. Just like have to be there, have to have it, craveable, the best people, unbelievable.
What does she recommend?
I don't know, that's so hard. I'd have the whole menu, come on.
Hip-hop duo Run the Jewels has their Chicago go-to. Here's one half of the duo, LP.
Oh man, I gotta say this because this is my favorite restaurant ever and these are my people, Schwa. I ate at Schwa.
For his part, Killer Mike is sticking to the classics.
Now, I'm not going to name a particular place, but the Chicago-style pizza I'm here for, and the Chicago-style hot dog I'm here for.
Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather, sunny skies, high in the mid-70s, clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and sunny and high again in the mid-70s for Tuesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.